The role of the church in the local and worldwide community. So, the role of the church in the world is to make a difference. Christians believe that they are called to be disciples of Jesus. They are followers of him and his teaching. Now, the most important thing you need to remember is the church is the people and not the building. The church is the people, not the building. And this is expressed in the phrase, the body of Christ. So the Bible teaches you are the body of Christ. It is the people who represent Christ and go out there and make a difference to the world. Now, Christians do this in the local community in two key ways that we need to learn about. We learnt about food banks and about street pastors. So food banks are a little bit of a modern phenomena where religious organisations like the Trussell Trust have set up banks where people who are suffering from food poverty can go and get the food that they need for about 3 days. And then they also access them to other agencies who will help and support them. And then you've got street pastors who go out into city centres in the evening, being there for people who are a bit drunk, a bit worse for wear, or maybe feeling a little bit low, and are there for them and serve them just as Christians believe Jesus called them to do. Now, there's loads of ways that Christians serve their local community. They try their best to meet the needs of people in their local community, and they do this for three reasons: to be the hands and feet of Jesus, to love their neighbour, and then to make disciples. Remember that Great Commission, go and make disciples of all nations. So, just to repeat, they are the body of Christ. They need to be the hands and feet of Jesus. They need to love their neighbours, and they need to make disciples of all nations. So Christians really believe that Jesus' teaching makes a massive difference in improving life now. They are concerned about the afterlife and saving souls for heaven, but they also believe that Jesus and the Christian community can enrich how you live now. And so they'll want to make people's lives better if they can. Then Christians will try and make disciples. And this is called evangelism. So evangelism is where you're sharing the good news of Jesus to other believers. And we looked at the Alpha course. Remember the picture with Bear Grylls on it? And that's a course of about 10 weeks where people get an introduction into Christianity, and they try and convert people who are on the course to become a Christian, to be a follower of Jesus. Now, Christians think evangelism is important because, again, in the Great Commission, it says, go and make disciples of all nations. They believe they should be a witness to Jesus Christ and who he is. And they genuinely believe that being a Christian will enhance their the life of anyone who follows Jesus. So those are the key ideas for the church in the local community. You can also add the parable of the sheep and the goats, the quote, faith without action is dead, into there as well, that you need to be a Christian in your local community. You need to be serving others and showing others Jesus through your actions. Then the specification also asks for you to know about mission and church growth. So we know that worldwide the church is growing, growing very, very significantly in South America and on the African continent. It is declining significantly in the UK and in other parts of Europe. So we've got this real division between where the church growth is happening. And of course, Christians believe that they have to make disciples of all nations. So they'll be very keen to grow communities, and they'll do that through things like the Alpha Course, through the Messy Church. Now, in today's society, of course, people are a little bit more reluctant to talk about their beliefs, share openly their views if they think it might offend someone or upset someone. And so the place of evangelism has really changed. Rather than saying the Bible says this, people tend to show their Christian beliefs through their actions. So, summing this up, the church should play an important role in the local community. Two ways in which they can do this is by helping with food banks and street pastors. Christians think that they should be missionaries in their attitude to sharing the good news of Jesus. They like to go out and tell other people the good news of Jesus, and this is called evangelism. And they think it's important to grow the church. And your crucial text is the Great Commission. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Christians believe that you shouldn't just be a church in the local community, but you need to be aware of the global, worldwide church. So they believe that they are the body of Christ, and that transcends any barriers, that they are all one in Christ. Now, there's three areas we need to look at here: the work of reconciliation, persecution, and the work of one charity, and we're looking at Christian Aid. So reconciliation is restoring a relationship. So Christians believe that forgiveness is very important. Forgiveness is letting go of bitterness and resentment. Christians believe they've been forgiven by God, and therefore they have a duty to forgive others. Reconciliation is a step further, and that's restoring the relationship between the two parties that have broken down. So Christians believe that God and humans were restored through Jesus's saving acts on the cross. And likewise, they think they should follow this example where, when relationships have broken down, they should try their best to restore those relationships and work for reconciliation. Now, we looked at this in the context of Northern Ireland, and we looked at the case study of Corrymeela, which is a centre which works to draw in people from different faith communities together to find peace, to talk about where they are different, and to find unity in the beliefs and values that they share. Then we have persecution. Christians across the world are persecuted. 80% of global persecution, religious persecution, happens to Christians. And this happens in countries like Afghanistan and Syria. So examples of persecution are things like having to pay more tax because you're a Christian, being killed for your beliefs, having to be monitored because you're a Christian, being tortured. Now, persecution is quite interesting because right from the beginnings of Christianity, Christians were persecuted. And there's lots of Bible references about this in the New Testament. Paul and other Christians were persecuted, and they saw this as a real test of their faith, that Jesus suffered on the cross and they are somehow sharing in his suffering by being persecuted. Christians believe that they should love their enemies. Remember that key quote, love your enemies and pray for those who hurt you, and they shouldn't be seeking revenge. Now, there are agencies that help Christians who are being persecuted and try to raise awareness of Christian persecution. For example, Open Doors. And if you Google their website, you'll get lots of up-to-date information on that. So you need to know what persecution is and how Christians might help the worldwide persecuted community. And they'll do this by raising awareness, by raising money through charity, and by praying for persecuted Christians across the world. And then finally, we've got the church charity, Christian Aid. Now, Christian Aid's strapline is, "We believe in life before death." We believe in life before death. And they focus very heavily on the Christian command to love your neighbour. And your neighbour is anyone in need. Now remember, Christian Aid work in three key ways. They give short-term aid where it's needed. So if there's an earthquake or a famine, they'll go over with food, they'll give tents, they'll offer shelter. They're there with that basic emergency aid. Short-term aid. It's not going to last forever. Then you've got long-term aid. This is a little bit more sustainable. Things like building a well, putting up river defences where people are flooded, any education programmes, anything which is helping people to be self-sufficient. And finally, they work on political action. Because the only real way we're going to change world poverty is if we change the political systems of the way our world works. Because at the minute, it's in favour of the rich. So they'll try to be a voice for the poor. They'll protest. They'll draw the government's attention to things to try and get justice for the poor. So that's long-term aid, short-term aid and political action. And again, you can just use any of those phrases that we already know. Love your neighbour. Faith without action is dead. The parable of the sheep and the goats. Now, on these units, you could get questions asking you which one is the most important. So, for example, the best thing a Christian could do is give money to a charity such as Christian Aid. Fighting persecution is the most important thing a Christian can do. So think about, when you get those questions, what is important for a Christian? And of course, there isn't one single thing that is the most important thing. Being a Christian is about being the hands and feet of Jesus, about being a disciple of Christ. So they have to love God, worship him, and also serve him in their actions.